Blog Talk Radio.
And that's on Alma School in Chandler Heights. Pop in, let them know PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. You can also become a club member. Get a locker. Backs right up to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad ever. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located in Alma School in Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler, Arizona. Let them know that PLR sent you. They'll take 10% off of any cigar purchase you have, and don't forget, they now serve beer and wine. Call-in number is 917-889-7828. All calls are always accepted on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Draft is heavy today, heavy tomorrow, and obviously heavy on Thursday, and obviously the follow-up on Friday. Like I said, I got a couple of surprises. I have my surefire can't-miss surprise that isn't going to be a surefire can't-miss surprise for a lot of people, because I bet they have them as a surefire can't-miss surprise. Like I said, the call-in number is 917-889-7828. Kerry Lackey Law Line. I do have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. Who do I have the privilege of speaking to?
All right. Good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou again.
Hey, what's up, Lou? How you doing, buddy?
All right. Just saw some World Cup action, and although the match that I want to think about is that because the best goalie probably in the tournament was out with, got with a hamstring, Neymar.
Oh, yeah. So he is out, huh?
Apparently so. It doesn't say how bad the injury is, but with a hamstring, it can sure to be pretty serious.
Now, let me ask you this. I know there's obviously big names in soccer, but the three names that always pop up are Neymar, Messi, and Ronaldo.
Messi, yes.
Is Ronaldo considered the best of the three? Is Messi considered the best of the three?
We would say that Ronaldo is – Messi was good, but as I mentioned yesterday, he hasn't been the same since Euro Cup of 2016.
Yeah, I'm not enough into following. I mean, the names obviously are household names, especially to the casual fan. And we all saw what Ronaldo did the other day with the hat trick. So that's something obviously that's going to stand out to everyone.
Yeah. Well, maybe just hope from the next game. And Nationals made a trade.
They picked up, I just had it in my notes.
Hernia.
And my notes are hernia in front of me. And, of course, that's the worst place anything could be. I picked up Herrera from the Royals,
Herrera.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're four prospects.
Yeah, it's that time. We're getting to that time of year where we're starting to separate, and we know who's going to be good. We know who's not going to be good. the buyers are starting to become buyers, the sellers are starting to become sellers, and it's slowly coming. And
not surprised.
And one
has,
thing,
you know, usually happens this time of year, so that's not unusual at all.
No, and we do know the Nationals need some bullpen help. I mean, if there's any flaw, made, you know, big flaw that we can see with them, that is it. And so they went out and got someone that's going to help them. And that division, I think, is their division, though, to win. Or rather, let me rephrase it. I think it would be their division to lose. The Mets got off to a really good start, and that's fizzled. The Phillies are, you know, got off to a great start, and but the Nationals have the talent, and if they keep going out and keep spending and keep getting talent, it should be theirs. Now, the Braves, on the other hand, the Braves very quietly did a tank job a few years ago, and because it's the Braves, no one really talks about it. But they did a tank job a few years ago, and they got cheap, and they're playing really good baseball. They got a lot of good young kids down there, and they're doing well.
Yeah, cheap. That's one way to look at
it. It's just a matter of time, though. Are they then, or are they now going to, as we get closer, are they gonna open up the pocketbook and turn into buyers? Because you're gonna almost have to if you want to keep pace with the Nats. Like I said, the Phillies aren't doing bad. They're hanging in there. They're technically tied with.
But
the
big
Nats,
story in baseball.
I was gonna say, will the Phillies turn the Phillies? Yes, sir.
Yeah. Big story in baseball, the Astros are on a hot streak, and I mean a hot streak.
Yes, they are. 12
in a row.
Walk off last night. And do you realize it took 12 in a row? Because Seattle's still playing good baseball. They won 7 out of their last 10. They're still playing good baseball. It took 12 in a row just for them to go up one game in a loss column on Seattle.
Yeah, so that's the team
I mean,
think it's dangerous right now.
That's the team that I picked to win the World Series before the season even started. I just think Houston is the most complete team in baseball, and I know what the Yankees are doing, and I know what Boston's doing, and I know that they're both going to be buyers. And last year, we didn't think that Houston was going to be buyers, and it kind of pissed off a couple of their players. But at the end of the day, guess what they became? They became buyers, and they picked up Verlander. And Verlander's been lights out, and he kicked ass all throughout the playoffs and the World Series. And honestly, I'm going to give the champs their due respect. Until someone knocks them out of the playoffs, I think they are the repeat champs.
One more note. Sterling Brown is suing the entire city. Oh, boy.
Of Milwaukee, yes. Did you see the video on that?
I didn't get a chance to see the video, but I heard about the whole incident. Oh, boy.
Yeah, watch the video on that. It was kind of
graphic,
like, unnecessary. Yeah, it wasn't. You know, it considering some. I hate to say it like this, but considering some of the things we've seen, but it's time. I mean, we had this in New York, and it didn't get as much. Pub is when Thabo Sefolosha was when they broke his leg, when a police officer in New York broke his leg, and you know, and that came out, and it just shows you to me that it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter how much money you make. There's it's a case where the few make the mass look bad, and this is one of those situations. If a gentleman is parked illegally, that's called a parking ticket. That's the last time I checked. If you're parked where you're not supposed to be parked, you get a parking ticket. You don't get assaulted. So, I hope he wins. You know,
Brown did was wrong, but that kind of punishment was unnecessary.
Like I said, he should have got a ticket. No one's saying he's right about that. He should have got a ticket. Yeah, Thabo Sefolosha basically. The case in New York to me was even worse because no one wants to talk about that one. If he did not have the finances and the resources to hire the correct lawyers and to get to the bottom of this, if he was an average Joe, he would have been in jail. They asked him to plea bargain on more than one occasion. He's like, what am I going to plea bargain for? I did nothing wrong. And so if he wasn't rich, it would have went real bad for him. So these are the situations that I think need to be rectified, and these are the things that, for whatever reason, we want to say it real quick. We want to pop it on the sports headline. We want to pop it on the sports news, and then we want to let it go. But this isn't making CNN, because nobody wants to hear about minorities getting beat up by cops. It's not involved. Nobody wants to hear about it. So, but hey, listen, don't forget tomorrow. We're on late. I got Tony on the other line. But don't forget tomorrow. We're a late show. So congratulations to your niece graduating, and I hope you have a second to chime in tomorrow.
6:30, right?
Yes, sir.
I'll see what I can do, but I can't promise.
Hey, no worries, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Take care, Lou. Thank you. Yeah, it's amazing that like I said, you know, we want to talk about NFL players that kneel, those son of a bitches. We don't want to do that. I mean, we want to highlight how they're not patriotic. And listen, I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Owners have a right to say, look, I love your protest. I hate your protest. I'm down with your protest. I'm not down with your protest. Whatever they want to say. But they have a right to say, on my job, on your job, we can't let you do it. So this isn't the issue. But the whole part of where that came from had nothing to do with soldiers, had nothing to do with the police, the good police officers. It had nothing to do with being non-patriotic. It had to do with what happened to Sterling Brown in Milwaukee, that a large amount, let me rephrase that, because someone's going to say, well, you don't have the numbers, a more than abundant amount of African-American and minority citizens get harassed unnecessarily and get treated unfairly and get physically abused when they're pulled over. A study just came out today here in Arizona that Hispanic motorists are cited at an alarming rate higher than Anglo drivers when they're pulled over. That's not a coincidence. But you don't hear about that on CNN. You don't hear about that on Fox. Well, hell, you damn sure ain't hear about it on Fox. You don't hear about it on MSNBC to the level that we hear about all this other junk. And I think that's what players want to get out. I'm now off my high horse, the one, the only Cuban cowboy, Tony Capobianco, and the Kerry Lackey Law Line. What's up, my man?
This beach life is getting tired.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Good. I hope you didn't want me to like add anything onto your high horse stance, because there's not much ground left to cover.
I just, you know what? The last caller, Lou, brought it up about Sterling Brown, and I just, it's getting to, what's funny to me is that it's being treated as, oh, wow, when did this start happening? I don't know. When, what year did we want to go back to? So that's when it started happening, is just being caught on video. We touched on, I want to get into the draft a little bit, but I want to get a little baseball and what's going on down in South Beach. Tell me, baseball-wise, sports-wise, is there, before you answer baseball and then answer this, is there any buzz about what Miami's going to do in free agency, any trade rumors, anything? Tell me that after you tell me about baseball.
Well, the Marlins do have a couple veteran players that could possibly help out contending teams. Problem is, they're either unhealthy or too expensive. We got Wyan Chen was given a 5-year, $80 million contract in 2016 and is getting a little bit better, back to like what he's pitching, almost like who he was in Baltimore when he got to the contract, but nobody wants to pay for it or wants to give up anything for it. And Martin Prado is still hurt. So there really isn't much trading to be done. I would probably suspect, if anyone is going to get traded who's not expensive, it'd probably be Justin Bour, because he's 30 years old and he is underproductive right now, but could still probably provide like a Lucas Duda-style power bat to any team that needs one. But the team's been a lot better recently, and I really feel bad for the San Francisco Giants, who 2 weeks ago was hovering above 500, looked like they were in the race. They just couldn't put away these pesky Marlins. They've lost 4 out of the last 5 games, and 3 of those 4 losses were comeback wins for the Marlins, including last night. The only win they got was in 16 innings, which they also blew a lead from that one. It's just crazy. A team that's going to go down who wasn't a race and won't be in a race any longer because they just kept playing the Marlins.
Hey, that's the way it goes some years. Some seasons
of
team.
We got double whammy.
I
got the Marlins talk, and we got to make fun of the NLS rival.
If you're the Marlins,
yeah,
knock them out, dude. I'm in Arizona. Beat up on the Giants.
I know. How great
go
is that?
Go for it. Yeah. Go for it. So, online with us, the one, the only Tony Capobianco on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Tony, any buzz down there? Miami seems like dull city, the Heat. Is there any buzz? Kawhi wants out. Is Pat Riley looking to do pull magic? Is there, like, what's going on down there? I know draft pick wise they have nothing, but there has to be some buzz, something, right?
Well, we call in Miami, we call it whale season, because every year some major star player either wants out of the current team or is a free agent, and Miami is always in on the market. And with this, I think it was called 538 user algorithm, and they said that the Miami trade package of Dragic and Richardson and some other young player would actually provide the most upside for the Spurs in exchange for Kawhi Leonard. So if that's what it takes to get someone like him over, then Miami becomes another top spot for free agents when you have a superstar player to build around. So everyone's in on getting Kawhi Leonard over to Miami, or just getting anyone of that stature.
Yeah, without a doubt. I'm thinking about the package you just said, though. Dragan, Richardson, and who else possibly is in the wind, the rumor?
Oh, I missed it. It was just some young player. It was those two guys were like the main ones. I just forget who the other one was.
Gotcha.
But I'm guessing it's young player.
If I'm Miami.
Maybe a Winslow.
You know, it's funny because as I think of Miami, this is the first time in a long time that they've been superstarless. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that Wade was there so long. And I know Dade County became Wade County. And then you had LeBron down there. And then even after those two left, or after, you know, LeBron left for a while, you had Chris Bosh before he got, you know, before he had heart issues. But they really are superstarless. And you have to go back. I mean, even in the day when they had Glenn Rice or Ronnie Cicely, they had known players. And I'm not trying to knock Goran Dragic, but I did a list of point guards in the NBA. Goran isn't in my top 20. And Justice Winslow, we all know he's kind of like a Swiss Army knife, but he never really developed to that, like, super stud that I think many, including me, thought he would be. And the same can be said for Richardson, who had that bust-out rookie year, and then last year seemed kind of flat. I mean, he got better, but nothing that propelled him. So, can you think of a time when Miami was so starless?
I don't. And up until going into last year, they had a team that didn't have a single all-star appearance until Goran Dragic finally got his, and then they brought in Dwayne Wade. But surprisingly, and I guess this went under the radar because somewhere along the lines, we have just decided as a NBA realm that division titles don't mean anything anymore. The Heat won a division title. If we still cared about it, they'd be raising that banner too next year.
Well,
so
yeah.
Like just
yeah,
goes right by us. Yeah, but what could they gave them? We gave like a 6th or 7th round seed and a first round exit. Like those don't matter anymore. But as far as East is good, it's still a good team. It just needs like one like star player that they can bring over to change their fortunes.
Well, we also have to remember what division they're in. I mean, they got to beat up on some terrible teams.
They got to beat up on Jordan and John Wall.
Pretty much. And Washington was a real disappointment. Now, I'm looking at Gorin's contract, and Gorin makes 19. He's set for 18 next year, 19 the year after, before he becomes an unrestricted free agent. So technically, he doesn't even give you cap relief because you're on the books for another $37 million with him no matter what. I think that's one of those hard-to-move contracts because I love Gorin. I loved him when he was here in Phoenix, but Gorin isn't Gorin anymore.
You know, he's getting up there. And probably the best player to trade. This will be the toughest offseason to make any trades for the Miami Heat because they got a bunch of guys who don't seem like they deserve it or play to it, but a lot of them are making like a total of like $50 million. Like, especially someone like Tyler Johnson, who back when everyone had like this like cold stone mentality with players, like,
yeah,
gotta have it. There was a bidding war between the Brooklyn Nets and Miami Heat for the services of Tyler Johnson. So, yeah, it's going to be really hard to trade these people unless you package them with the 2019 first-round pick or a younger player like Bam Adebayo or James Johnson. No, actually, James Johnson is expensive. No, I mean Richardson. So if you look at the salaries right now, Deion Waiters makes 11. Hassan Whiteside is 23. Kelly Olynyk is 10. James Johnson is 13. Wayne Ellington is 6. Jokic is 17. Like, they're not going to be able to trade all these guys, but it's going to take like they're going to have to give up someone like Richardson or Bam Adebayo if they're going to make any substantial trade.
Well, that and Tony, but you believe they have the fourth highest payroll in the NBA still?
So,
because technically Chris Bosh is still on the books for now because he hasn't officially retired for them to get that insurance cap relief. So you still have 25 to him. You're paying Hassan Whiteside 23 this year, or you paid him 23 this year. You owe him 24 next year and 27 the year after. So he's hitting you for over $50 million.
The Miami Heat have a really good team just in the wrong time. Like if this was like 10 years ago, Hassan Whiteside would be Dwight Howard. But his position is borderline useless in the grand scheme of things now. So
yeah, but you guys also are giving James Johnson $14 million.
Oh, yeah.
$15 million next year. I'm not saying that like to just go, wow, bad, bad, bad. But you don't have a player that can give cap relief to anyone that would take them. Josh Richardson, he's cheap. I hate to say it like that, but he's $9 million, $10 million. And today's NBA, with the cap over $100 million, that's cheap. But all your players that are making money, like you said, you're giving Tyler Johnson $19 million this year and next year. Kelly Olynyk, 11 and 11. Deion Waiters, 12 and 13. James Johnson, 14, 15. Gorin, 18, 19. Hassan, 24-27. Pat Riley chilling when he signed these deals?
Well, he had to sign Hassan Whiteside because he couldn't let that talent just go away for nothing.
Just go.
At those first 2 years, he did deserve the money. And last year was such an emotionally driven team that looked like a bunch of bums up until like the 2018 part of the season, and they were just like ripped off like a huge run that they just pretty much re-signed everyone and brought in Kelly Olynyk in that one division. Like this, I think it's just the NBA in general. This is not really a league that allows you to just get a bunch of young contracts and then build towards the future, especially after the last two